And now this is a dictation for Linda Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, July 23, 1952. Address as a letter to Dr. Masti, M-A-S-T-I, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Masti, follow up for Linda, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, prior exposure to lithium, bipolar disorder, small kidneys, last visit November. We did an in-person follow-up. She's very active in the community. Some poetry and other activities with third grade school kids. Isolated cold, lasted for a few days, negative x-ray for pneumonia, negative COVID. There has been nothing to suggest recurrence of question temporal arteritis. In eyes, headaches, eyesight changes, problems with mastication. She denied vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, no gross edema, chronic pain on the left ankle. Limited her activity, denies chest pain palpitation syncope, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, is doing some physical therapy at home 2 times a week. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight bisoprolol as the only blood pressure medicines of the lithium. She is alert to the intestine 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no facial asymmetry, no palpable neck masses, no carotid bruit, JVD, no ralwisis, no arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, ascites, no edema, blood pressure 128/70 on the right side. Next paragraph, chemistry in March, creatinine 2.1, still within baseline for the last 1-2 years for a GFR of 23, stage 4, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, normal minor increase of phosphorus of 5.2, anemia 12.8 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, no overt progression, no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. She understands that we do dialysis based on GFR less than 15 and symptoms. Next number, bipolar disorder, prior lithium exposure. Prior lithium exposure. Next number, hypertension, which appears to be well-controlled beta blockers. Next paragraph, watch on the phosphorus, discuss about diet potential binders. Next number, anemia, not symptomatic, no external bleeding, present in no treatment. Next number, PTH needs to be updated for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Otherwise, chemistry is in a regular basis, come back in 3 to 4 months.